Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Check something right quick.
Okay, okay.
Well, while we're doing that, how was everybody's New Year?
Oh, man, I was doing good, man. Mine was pretty good.
I was shoveling the snow.
Actually, I actually slept through it, man. I'm not going to even lie to you. I slept through mine, man. Man, I thought I woke up, though. Here's the crazy part, man. I thought I woke up, but I didn't. That's the craziest dream. I thought I woke up at 12:01. One of them told me, man, you ain't wake up at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Okay, all right. I see you.
Okay. This was up.
I see we got a guest in the chat room. Come on and mingle with us, a guest. He or she can hear us. What's up with you, guest? How was your New Year's? Type it in for me.
Right. Well, check it out, man. We had a new year, right? Let me ask both. I said we had a new year, right?
Right.
Let me ask both of you players, man. Relationship-wise, what would you do, man? I mean, if you are in a relationship, what you going to do to make it better, dude?
Go ahead, Wick.
I'm going to try to be more understanding, man.
Understanding.
In what sense? As far as what?
you know, not, let me see, I'm trying to see how to.
Not being such a jackass?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's the best way to put it. You know, not, you know, thinking I'm always right and all that. You know, seeing a bigger picture of it, more communication.
Well, you know my motto, I ain't never wrong. I might have just went about it the wrong way.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm going to comment like that.
Don't bullshit me.
Don't bullshit me, man.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, shit.
What's your plan?
What
you going to do better?
Who, me? Shit, you can't... Can't improve on perfection, baby.
That's my line, bro. That's my line.
Yeah, but it sounds better coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, right. Whatever. That's a good question, man. I mean, how can you improve on yourself? I think you got to improve yourself first.
Right, man. I mean, a motherfucker can always be like, well, look, this is this, that is that. I mean, you can always point out a motherfucker's faults. Anybody can point out a motherfucker's faults. But can you point out your own?
Right. I don't have any, though. I mean, what if you don't have any? In your mind.
See, that's why you a jackass. I'm saying, man, you know you got some damn faults to you. Hell, I can sit here and run off 10 right now.
Shit, I can give you about 15 myself for you.
Right, man. You,
we're just trying
you
to
like,
help you out if you need some help.
Well, I'm just saying in my eyes.
Well, you need to get some glasses. You need to get them glasses fixed or something. You ain't
never wearing my glasses.
Oh, for real, dog, real talk. I mean, do you really think that you don't do nothing wrong? I mean, just honestly, like,
of course, man,
relationship.
Man. Everybody do.
No, I'm saying, like, can you, like, all right, like me, I got a good, I can, how can I put this? I can kind of justify, I mean, I used to be able to, but I think I grew out of that now, but I used to be able to justify anything that I did.
Really?
Yeah,
but
I could
justify. Right or wrong?
Whether I was right or wrong, I could justify it.
That's a talent, man.
Huh?
That's a talent. You got to be a talented motherfucker to do some shit like that. Straight up, that's a motherfucking talent.
I could justify it, and maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe I was dead wrong, but shit, by the time I finished talking, you at least thought about what I said. Like, damn, was he really wrong, or was I wrong?
That's a good, I still say that's a talent. If you can justify when you know you wrong, and you can still justify it, you a
bad
motherfucker.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with that. The problem came in is that I never thought I was wrong. So it's not a lie to me. It's not that I'm lying to myself. I really thought I was right in everything I said.
Wow. You a bad motherfucker.
I mean, you know, that was in my younger days, man. And I truly believe that I did that because it was like, you know, you kind of like, you be looking at things from, I think that, like you said in the beginning, man, you gotta get yourself straight first. If you ain't get yourself straight, you ain't gonna, you know, you're not gonna be no good for a relationship because, I mean, like, my whole thing was, dude, I mean, I came from nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have a little something, and I ain't finna let you take it away from me. So with that being said, no, I mean, if I feel like, okay, this gonna fuck with you taking something away from me, then yeah, shit. By all means, dog, I'm, hey, fuck you.
Well, that's basically called self-preservation.
Yeah, but at some point in time, though, you got to realize, dog, everything, I mean, everybody ain't against you. You know what I mean? Everybody's not against you, and everybody ain't out to hurt you.
Well, yeah, that's true. Not everybody.
Right. I mean, I would do it to motherfuckers that actually did. I'm like, okay, well, damn. You know, this motherfucker ain't doing nothing but telling me right. But fuck that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excuse me. That's a great point. But now, how do you fix that though within yourself? How did you fix it? I mean, you say this was in your younger days. What did you do to work on that?
You have to be more open minded, dog. You have to just start, like, you know. You have to start seeing things the way that they. You have to take those. First of all, you got to take the rose colored glasses off, man. I mean, you cannot go through life thinking everything that you do is right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you do, dog, you gonna fuck around and lose just everything because, dog, ain't nothing that you got. I mean. You never write about nothing. I mean, I ain't gonna say you ain't never write about nothing, but you're not right about every fucking thing. Every fucking thing you cannot be right about. But then at the same time, you know, you be like, damn. You know, you don't want to give them motherfuckers the benefit of a doubt because, you know what I'm saying, it gives you a sign of weakness. You know how we grew up. Motherfucker, they, if you tell her she right, you being weak. So, shit, relationship-wise, nah, you weren't never right. I was.
Yeah, but that tends to lead to a fucked up ass relationship.
I mean, it's only going one way. I don't dispute that. I don't dispute that at all. But like I said, I was young. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I took my past and brought it into the present. You know what I'm saying? And once you take your past and you bring it to the present, man, you fucked. Especially if you got a fucked up ass.
Well, yeah, I can't agree with that one. What about you, Wick?
I kind of agree with it, man. It is how you look at it, or how you look upon yourself. That's how people pass lie detector tests. If you believe it, shit.
True.
If you believe you're right, you're going to be right. You're not lying to yourself. So technically, it's not a lie. It's not in your head anyway.
Yes. I think it's a lie.
Fuck what you think. It's all about what I think.
And what do you think? You no business born junkyard rat soup eating. Where got that old ass Dolomite on your ass?
Okay, and you know you talking a lot of shit, but you work with an Oliver.
First of all, let me correct you on something. Okay, don't take this personal. Okay, worser is not a word.
You're right, but I'm in Sin City, so I can say what the fuck I want to say, motherfucker.
You bomb heat like a motherfucker, but go ahead and finish your point, but the word is worse.
Okay, but you are worse than all of us put together. You got the worst motherfucker I never met. I don't even know how. Honestly, dog, you really should be like, I'm going to be real with you. You should really be like, damn, they are like the best friends in the world because you are like the worst. Worst motherfucker when it comes to not admitting that you're wrong. I don't think in over 30 years I've never heard you admit that you was wrong more than 5 times. And even when you admit that you're wrong, it's because a motherfucker made you do something. Or you was coerced into it. You're like the worst motherfucker.
Man, I got a point there.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
say what you want, dog, but you are like the worst dude I've ever met, man, for real.
Man, I admit when I'm wrong, man.
Don't. No, you don't.
I admit when I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong. I may not admit it to you, but I'm going to admit it to somebody else.
Okay,
I was wrong for that shit, but that's the way life is, man.
What good does that do? Like, if you done pissed me off, but you won't admit to me that you wrong, but you gonna go to Wick and say, well, yeah, I was wrong about what I said to Cass, but you ain't never telling me, but you still coming with me with the same attitude. Well, at what point do you think I'm gonna be like, well, he know he was wrong, so I ain't gonna, man, fuck you. You know what I'm gonna tell you?
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
I just do it.
But nah, man, let's get back on track, man. We ain't gonna make this no motherfucking bait on me. You know what I'm saying? I already get attacked by everybody else on the goddamn show. Now I'm getting attacked by the goddamn co-host. What the fuck?
Nah, man. You're not getting attacked by the co-host, man. I'm just saying. I'm just simply stating. All right, man. Well, like I said, relationships. What can you do? What can you do to make it better? What you going to do to make it better? All right, dog, you're not in a relationship. I mean, for whatever odd reason, I think that's the point I was trying to get to. You're not even in a relationship. So what you going to do to try to make yourself better? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Get in one.
You say get in one.
Get in one. Yeah. I can still speak on it, though.
How you going to get in one, man? I mean, dog, it's kind of hard to deal with you.
Nah, man, see, look, real talk, man, straight up. I mean, I know most of my faults. I'm pretty sure there's something out there that people perceive that I have that I may not see, but that's cool, too. But like I said earlier, man, all I can do is work on myself, you know, be a little bit more open-minded when it comes to shit. That's all I can do.
Get the fuck out of here!
I don't believe you, man.
You don't believe me, dog?
Nah,
what's
I don't
up,
believe
man?
I mean,
well,
I'm sorry, dog.
All I could do is work on myself, man. You feel me? All I could do is work on myself. You know what I mean? You know, but my partner got to have patience. Because, I mean, I'll admit,
I
man, I'm a hard it. Motherfucker. I'm a hard motherfucker to get along with. And I know
glad,
this.
I'm glad you finally admitted that shit.
That's
I can admit that,
one.
Man. I'm a hard motherfucker to get along with. But whoever I'm dealing with, you know, they got to understand that. And got to have a little patience with me. That's all I can ask for.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Are you willing to have patience with them?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I mean, how can I ask for something that I'm not even giving back?
Man, you know how many girls you done quit over a one argument?
Yeah, it's been a few, man. But look, we're going to bring Janine in on the conversation. How you doing, Janine?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
People be talking
Hello.
Too much on the show.
Oh.
Not you, sweetheart.
Ow.
These other motherfuckers.
What is y'all talking
all
about?
Bullshit. They're attacking me as usual. You know that.
Oh, they're attacking you again.
As usual.
All right, now, we ushered in the new year. We ushered in the
uh-huh.
new year. And we trying to figure out, I mean, we all trying to figure out our faults here. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It's relationship-wise. We trying to figure out our faults. Me,
mm-hmm.
I said, I know that I think that I'm right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a tendency to not listen, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And try to justify things to be my way all the time. And I know I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wick kind of agreed with me. Of course, Mr. Perfect over there, he says he's flawless.
Like fine wine, baby, fine wine.
Whatever. I mean, relationship-wise, I mean, if you have to look at yourself and say, well, what can I do to improve on my relationship, what would it be?
I don't know.
Be honest. Don't lie.
I do have a problem with commitment, so I'm good to, I'm the type of person where I can actually make somebody feel like I don't care about them. It's just very easy for me to do. Even
do you
though
do that
I
on
do,
purpose?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, Janine.
Well,
just to get away from a motherfucker?
If I feel like I'm not getting what I need, instead of me addressing it, I'm the type of person where I walk away, and I need to stop doing that. And so in order for me to walk away, it's just like I just can put up this, like, wall and just act like I don't care.
Okay. All right, now hold on a second, Janine. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, hey. This
hey,
is
how you doing? Who is this?
Nikki.
This who?
Nikki.
How you doing, Nikki?
I'm fine. Who? What's the host name?
Taz and Father Time.
Oh, I thought this was Zach's radio show.
It is, baby.
I'm sorry. Oh, it is?
This be what's going on.
Hey.
Hey,
I told you I was gonna call in. I ain't called in for us forever.
What's going on, Nick?
Nothing. What y'all talking about tonight?
We talking about relationships.
Oh hell.
Right up your alley. Right up your alley.
Not of mine. Not of my alley. No, it's not. See, I called in to support y'all. I can't be talking about no relationship with y'all. I'm gonna listen to you.
Hold on, Nick. Let me just ask you. Before you just clam up on me, let me just ask you this. All right, Nick. Now, you know I know you, right?
We family.
Right, now, Nikki, I've seen you get a little loose and a little wild and a little overbearing at times, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you my sister, right? We family.
Right.
All right, so now, Nikki, tell me. What would you do? Uh-huh. I mean, it's 2012.
Uh-huh.
We all looking for love. We all searching for love. That's all we know.
Right.
What would you do to better yourself? What you going to do to better yourself in 2012?
What I'm going to do to better myself in 2012 is the radio show. Shit, I don't know. I started doing myself a better justice in 2011, just staying out of, you know, away from folks who ain't talking about nothing, folks who like drama, you know, misery love company. So if you want your relationship to last, my biggest thing is to keep people out your business.
I agree with you.
Don't run and tell your girlfriends or your cousin, your mama that your boo didn't piss you off, because then when you take the nigga or the bitch back, yeah, since they going to be looking stupid at you and hating your boo. So, that just makes for an uncomfortable situation. So, I say just keep it between you and whoever. If you're going to be with them. That shall work it out or not, you know, whatever. Just keep your relationship inside your relationship and leave the streets out of it. That's my opinion.
Good answer.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
this is what I meant. Yo, G Money, I like this girl of
yours. I ain't called in so long. I've been busy. I say I'm gonna call in soon. I get some time. I saw you on the line.
And that's what's up, baby. You know that's why. That's why your brother love you.
Oh.
We got Sunshine on the show, y'all. Sunshine with a Y.
What's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing.
All right.
Now,
Sunshine.
Hold on, dog. Sunshine, before we go any further.
I'm being good today.
Before we go any further, I want to tell you something.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Because I know you're going to say something.
Did you just hear me say I'm being good today?
No.
I was on my best behavior last week, so I'm going to be good today.
I can fuck with you, baby. I know you ain't going to take it personal. So we good?
No.
We good? But go ahead, sweetheart.
What was you asking me, Cass?
Oh, now I was asking relationship wise,
ooh.
I mean, 2012, I mean, you know what the fuck he doing wrong. What the fuck you doing wrong, and what you going to do to better yourself?
You know what? My biggest issue is, he told me my biggest issue was letting a man be a man. I'm too independent. And that's an issue for him. So I'm trying to work on that.
Damn.
A little bit. I just can't let go. That's just something that's been instilled in me. So, I mean, I just can't let go and let the man be the man. Because if that's the case, he's telling me, you don't need to work. You need to be at home with the kids every day. And if that's the case, I might could do that for a little bit. But me staying at home doing I can't do that one.
Every man knows nowadays it takes everybody in the house to work. So I'm pretty sure he don't want you to just sit at the crib. Cause it's
I'm
tough.
Telling you exactly
everybody
what he
work.
Told me. No, when I first moved up here, I didn't work, and that was by choice because he told me you don't have to work. Focus on your school, because I was in school. He was like, focus on your school and learn your way around. So the first year that I was up here, I didn't have to work.
I'm pretty sure, though, when he came home, I know what he wanted you to do.
Snap that pussy back.
Of course.
Two capfuls and it's been a...
Of course. And I didn't have no problem doing that.
You probably didn't told him. Oh, wait a minute, motherfucker. Now you lay down. Hold on, baby. Let me get some...
All right, well, hold on, man. See, we got LaFonda on the show with us. What's happening, LaFonda?
Hello.
What's up, baby? Where you been?
You said what?
I said, where you been?
Just working now. I've been having nonstop migraines.
Oh, shit, I know how them be. Take some extended migraines, you'll be all right.
So now, what are you planning on doing this year differently in your relationship, LaFonda?
I'm not in a relationship, so.
Wait! What happened?
Hold up.
I just couldn't take it no more. Like, I can't have nobody every time I turn around criticizing something I do.
Okay.
I'm just tired of that.
All right, LaFonda, let me ask you. I mean, if it ain't getting too personal, I mean, what was he criticizing?
Everything. I breathe the wrong way. I wasn't having sex with him the right way.
He breathes the wrong way?
Yes, you think I'm playing.
Okay, now you say you wasn't having sex right. Did he tell you how he wanted it and you didn't do
no,
it?
No, because he, first of all, when you somebody who, first of all, I like big men, but damn, like seriously, dude, like first of all, yo, he got mad because I told him, I was like, I'm not trying to be rude, but how you going to ask me to do something for you? You got a big deal.
Wait a minute, say that again?
I was like, how you going to ask me to do for something for you? You don't have a big dick to be doing some shit like that.
That's what you told him?
Wow.
Think you talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit has changed. It's a new day, bruh. You can't clean up your act. Suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
God damn.
What did you tell him again?
I asked him how you always.
What did he say to you? You said he ain't got no dick to do, trying to do it like that?
Yes.
What was he trying to do? I mean, I know somebody's asking the question, but fuck it, I'm going to ask the question. What
oh, shit. You want somebody to bounce on something that you don't have. Like, I wasn't even feeling it. Like, I wasn't feeling nothing. I wasn't coming nothing. Like, I wouldn't get no pleasure out of that one.
Is this the same dude that was at the gas station with you?
Yes.
The last time you called the show?
Yes.
Oh, man, y'all ain't laughing, having a good old time, man.
What'd you do? I can let stuff go. Like, seriously, I was
what'd
letting
you do?
Go. I was like, whatever.
What'd you do?
I promise you I ain't doing that. I just couldn't take it no more. And then when somebody always using you, don't use me. Like, seriously, don't. Every time I talk, every time I get paid, can I have some money? I need this. Babe, can I have
this? Wait a minute.
This?
So what? Wait a minute. Hey. Hold up. So every time you got paid.
No job.
You owe me some money,
motherfucker.
She's like, yeah, he that wasn't the problem. He knew my paydays better than I knew my paydays. Like, something's wrong.
No. Wait. Did he have a job?
Yes.
What do he do with his money, the reason he in your pocket?
He tricked off his money, and I knew that.
Oh.
And he can put, oh.
Wait a minute. And his sex was whack?
He's sexually whack. He hit me off so bad one day. I could tell him, like, me and him, he got into an argument. He had threw back in my face. You deserve to get raped because you get some stupid stuff. Really? And I'm the right one. You just don't know me. I'm the right one.
Okay, now we're
going to stay off that rape part. But I got to know, did you give him money? When he asked
you said,
for it?
Did I do what? No.
Did you give him money when he asked for it?
I did stuff for his daughter, and he felt like he shouldn't have did his sister. Like, I need to do something for my daughter, but you can't do it for me. Really? She's a kid.
Well,
what's next?
I guess this is what he wants to tell
that's
you.
That's how we play as role.
That's why his ass gone. Oh, wee. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for you.
But that was funny. Y'all was just kicking it, too. No, y'all was.
That's I know, man. They was having a good old time, man. Dude seemed like he was
that's
having a good time with you.
He wasn't having no good time because we got into argument with him that same night because, like, maybe an hour later, he was like, "Day, I need, really?"
What?
He said he needs, like, he wanted somebody to treat him like he had a big dick, and I had to tell him to his face.
He wanted somebody to treat him like he had a big dick.
But she's having a good time with that one.
Oh,
no, I'm not.
That was funny.
That wasn't the problem, though. That wasn't even the biggest problem. It's the way he talked to people. Like, tell me, I was like, dude, really? You killing it. First of all, you with, like, I had a problem with him when we went out. Without the pepper. Some girl walked up to him.
Who was that laughing? Good time with that one.
That's probably Nicky crazy ass.
I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. I thought y'all was having a good time. It sounded like y'all was enjoying each other's company when y'all was on the show.
I really did like him, but I'm not going to let nobody continue to use me.
Man, Wow.
I mean, how can you say? Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Maybe you get used and mixed up.
No, he was using me.
But I'm pretty sure he was giving something back too, though.
No,
he had to be giving something back.
He was giving nothing back. We've been together with nothing but like 2 months.
And he never gave you none in 2 months?
He bought me some Hooters wings. Wow.
I do call to the show. Man. We got.
He bought you some what?
And it was all you eating, so you couldn't hear none out.
Hold on, y'all stop for a second. Stop, just stop. We got new callers. Caller, what's that?
Hello, how are you?
All right. Who's this?
Sound like Miss Chris.
This is who?
This is Chris.
Chris,
how you doing, Chris?
Hi, how are you?
What's going down, Chris?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just checking out the radio show, enjoying myself.
Okay,
hey, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, now,
glad
now,
to have
now,
fun.
Now. Wait a minute, Chris. I'm just trying to get something straight real quick. I'm trying to get something straight. I'm gonna get right back to you in a second.
Okay.
Now,
LaFonda. What?
LaFonda, baby, you still with me?
Yes.
You said all he bought you was some chicken wings?
Some Hooters wings, and it's all you could eat. So that means you don't really buy none.
Some Hooters wings.
Hooters wings.
So in 2 months, wait a minute, so let me get this right. In 2 months, all you got was dick and Hooters wings?
Yeah, and
half
a
dick
course.
And a whole order of wings.
Half a dick and a whole order of wings. Damn.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, LaFonda. I couldn't help it with that one.
I'm sorry. Man. I don't feel bad. Like, I finally had to just tell him, honey, yeah, somebody else been taking care of that job because you ain't doing it right.
Oh.
Please, now, whoa.
No,
I
am not wrong
for
that one.
I gotta tell you.
I am not wrong.
All right, now, you gonna sit there and tell me another motherfucker been taking care of it. I'm about to tell you.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Nope. You couldn't do nothing to me. Just like I told him, I said, I'm the right one. You met your match because I'm the right one. Like I told him, I said, I'm not going to let you talk to me crazy. I'm not going to let you use me. I said, dude, do you know how many dudes actually want to be in your shoes and you actually got a chance to be with me? I said, ain't too many dudes can actually say, oh, I've been LaFonda's man. No. I don't think it's that many dudes that have had that opportunity to say that.
Okay.
You tried
okay.
to embarrass somebody in your way without the baby. So that was the end of that one anyway.
What, he ate all the tacos?
No. You stupid. No, we at Pepe's and some girl walk up to him and just start juking on him and just throw his hands up, hollering about it ain't my fault. Really? Okay. Don't say no when a dude just walk up to me and get the whispering in my ear, either. He thought I was playing with him.
No, well, now, hold on now. Hold on. That's not his fault. That was your time
yes,
to step in and say, yo, this is my man right here. Back up.
I tapped her, and I said, you really don't want me to bust you in your head.
So he was right. Nice. All he could do was throw his hands up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yeah, you better come and get her.
No, because she was in his personal space. If that ain't what he wanted, he could have pushed her the fuck away and was like, look, give me 10.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's a
no, because I've been in situations where I had to do the same thing. I'm not finna let no another nigga disrespect my man. Give me 10. Step the fuck back.
So I gave him his own medicine. And like,
well,
so you and myself
in.
Are going out, bro.
What is the taste of his own medicine? What did you do?
See, Like, it's on Pepe's, my stomping ground. Like, I know everybody that comes in Pepe's. Waited till my ex, Breon, walked up in there and gave him the business.
What kind of business you giving? What do you mean you gave him the business?
I was like, you want to see a girl drop it like it's hot? I said, okay. Got something for you and did everything I was supposed to do. He was like, you can't dance like that with me, but you'll dance like that with him. Yup.
Okay.
So y'all still together?
Nope. We are over. I'm single. I want to be single right now.
So you was at Pepe's. And you walked up to another dude and started grinding in front of your man.
Yep.
That's what you're telling me.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Now, if you'd have slapped the shit out of you, you'd have that coming.
Oh,
would have had that coming. That's total disrespect.
Hold up. We got a new person on the show. Chris, you new to the show, right?
Right.
Okay, Nancy. Okay. All right. LaFonda was explaining to us her situation. Okay, but we kind of got off course with that one. Because, man, shit.
We always do.
Right. We always managed to get off course. But now, okay, Chris, 2000 window, relationship-wise, what you going to do to better yourself if you are in a relationship?
Okay. This year, I think to become a little more submissive, because I'm pretty strong, and I come off pretty strong. So to allow my dude to lead is a big step.
You say that again now?
To allow my dude to lead and just be the man, it's a big step for me. So that's what I'm going to do in 2012.
Okay. Well, I mean, me personally, I'm going to tell you like this. I mean, I understand that you're a dominant, maybe a dominant woman, but I'm scared.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Okay, Chris, I mean, I understand. At least you can admit that, all right, you got this dominant trait about you. And you got to try to be more submissive, right?
Right.
All right, well, hold on before you ask your question, man. Let me ask you a quick question. What do you mean when you say, give me an example of you being dominating?
I like things to go my way. And my way, or no way.
Well, hell, that's all women, ain't it?
No, not necessarily. Because a lot of women have a hard time speaking up for themselves. A lot of women allow men to do whatever they want to do to them, and I'm not one of those.
Okay, now with that being said, I mean, I hear you, but I mean that's just like if I say, hey, baby, hey, you gonna make me some breakfast or something? And you, make it yourself. I ain't no maid and all that. Don't you think
no,
you just tap
no,
me?
No, it's totally different. I mean, because I believe in being there and doing what needs to be done for my man. Because what you won't do, another woman will. But at the same time, I'm speaking more or less if there's something that I want done around the house or for me, I'm just going to get it done. I don't feel like I should have to come to you first before things get done. I'm just going to do it.
So, in other words, if you like, I'm in my room painting, he like, all right, I'm going to get to it. He come back home. He did it in a timely fashion. You're going to be in your overalls.
Exactly. You hit it on the head. Exactly.
I was shit. I'm going to walk past you and say good job. Hey, you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't got to do for fucking.
He said keep up the good work.
But see, the thing is, too, though, the thing is, too, if I have mentioned something to you more than once, there's consequences behind that.
You ain't my mama now.
And check this out, but mama can't hold you the way I can either.
Yeah, but no, you gotta understand, we all got conflicts. That shit puts, you know, I told you once. Me personally, if you say, well, I told you once, and I get that mama flashback, because I know I'm gonna get hit.
No, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. I just feel like I shouldn't have to keep asking you to do something that you should do as a man anyway.
This is what I'm trying to tell you now. As a man, I mean, any man that respected their mama to that point, I mean, because I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a man. I fear no man and very few mountains. But I'm still scared of my mama. So when she, I think it. You know, I kind of get a little fear in me, but then it's like, wait a minute, you ain't my motherfucking mama. Matter of fact, you fucking to do that. You know, so that, I said it once, you know. That would say that to me, and I would be like,
for me to be submissive, I'm just curious, because if one more man say that, I'm just going to go off on the answer. What the hell does that mean?
Oh, okay.
When,
well, all
when,
you dominating women, I don't understand why y'all want to try to dominate the relationship. That's a man's job.
But what?
Hold on.
What?
I said that was you could ask the question, right?
Yes. What do it mean?
Can you ask the question again?
I said, what do submissive mean? What do it mean to be submissive?
Oh, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, Lord.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
That was basically it in a nutshell.
That was a good one.
On the same level.
Wait a minute. Y'all say being submissive. Ain't submissive only supposed to be directed to a husband? These boyfriends get it. I'm just saying, why about a miss boy you can get the cow for free?
I feel you, but if y'all playing house, you might as well do it the whole thing, do it the whole way.
Well,
anyway.
then some ladies need to stop trying to play house and stand up and really be an independent woman and stop trying to be so dominant. If you're going to be dominant, go ahead and do you and make a man respect you and court you the old-fashioned way. If you're going to go ahead and be dominant and be independent, make them respect you first. And if you got to ask a nigga 2 and 3 times to do something, I'm sure everybody on this phone got kids. Why the hell do you gotta tell a grown ass man to do something more than twice?
Shut!
You can't do they the old fashioned way. They do anything on the internet.
We doing everything on the old fashioned way, but that's why ain't nobody respecting nobody, because ain't no old fashioned values being respected. That's just why ain't nobody got no respect.
No, that's
chivalry
wrong,
is not
man.
Dead.
That's
chivalry
wrong.
Is not dead, boo boo. Chivalry is not
I am
dead.
The ultimate
at the end
old
of the day.
Guy.
How old are you? I'm
cool.
How old are you? It just makes it seem that chivalry is not.
Nikki,
how old is your man?
My ex husband? Because chivalry dad right along with him.
Damn.
So, with that said, you're going to respect me, brother. Now, if you want to come in my house and be my man or whatever the case may be, you're going to respect my household. You're going to respect me as such, as a woman. Okay, now, if you are worth me being submissive to, I don't have no problem being submissive and letting a man be a head and not be a neck. But if I got to tell you little shit like take the garbage out, nigga, no. I need this room painted, and your ass ain't been doing shit, and you going to walk past me and tell me good damn job. Okay, good damn day.
You know what, Nikki?
Huh?
You know what, Nikki?
kick
that country ass to the curb.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, oh, y'all keep this. I'm just saying, you gonna tell me good damn crazy job, okay, brother? Good day.
So, Nikki, don't you sit here and act like you all goody-goody.
I ain't saying I'm goody-goody. Not, that's what I'm not saying, because I got my days, too. But know this, if you're going to come in my house and try to act like you want me to submit some shit, uh-uh. Don't act like that if you ain't doing what the fuck you supposed to do. Why I got to be painting my room and taking out garbage, Nikki? You want a meal. I want this room painted.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay, can you just say, all right, baby, can you paint the room? I mean, I might have something else that I needed to do first. I mean, just because I didn't do
right.
it in your time fashion.
Right, but here's the thing. If you have a schedule, I would, as your woman, I would know that, and I wouldn't ask you to do that if I already know you got some situations before that. I can respect that. And I wouldn't come to you like, hey, nigga, paint this room. No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, hey, babe, what's up? We did go to, you know what I'm saying, Menard, so we didn't better pay for nothing. So, Roy, can you hit them baseboards up?
Right.
I'm just saying.
First of all, I'm
real nice
anyway. Mm-hmm.
What's
up?
You're single, right?
Yes, as hell, because niggas ain't got no manners.
So,
I've not met one man that has had any manners, not even one.
Sure.
Sorry,
Nikki,
you know,
just husband. Today, I had to give
because
my training to just today.
That,
I can really make it out for
me.
Nikki, I can honestly say, I can see me and you going toe-to-toe.
Let's do it then. Yeah. I'm so happy I called in. Don't we have such a good time?
I know. I can see you talking shit to me, and I'm just looking at you, but I'm going to tell you what I'll be thinking.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over, and I ain't playing nothing. I wish I had me a motherfucking button to push. I had some one-liners here, man. Shut up. No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Fuck you.
See, now, I wouldn't say it to you, but that would be going through my mind. Like,
well, then, I guess, and you're entitled to your opinion, and guess what? I'm going to say another motherfucking word. I probably am. So your butt and know your thoughts really ain't gonna matter.
Oh goodness.
It's all right.
Hey Nick, and before I walk out the door, I ain't gonna hit you.
Oh
hit
God,
you
got another button to push. Go ahead.
Yeah,
push the button. Push the goddamn button.
As I walk.
Do the dog, motherfucker. See. All right. Did you get
well,
it out?
Why are you doing all that, man?
Hey,
you.
Where are the white women at?
Docile. Did you say docile?
Yes, they are very docile.
We're not
gonna
said,
docile
like a dog temperament. Okay.
Come on, now. And see, I hate to go there because that's a whole nother topic because that's why you brothers date them anyway.
That is why they date them.
Whoa. Who said that? Who just
that
said that?
That is Mickey. That
Chris
is why y'all date them.
Chris said it. Yeah.
Who said that? I don't recognize that voice.
Chris said.
That was Chris. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Yeah.
Brothers don't date white women because they're docile, submissive, or none of that kind of shit. Okay.
Most brothers
date white women because the sister didn't put them through all that bullshit.
You said white women don't put them through all that bullshit. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, my God, really? Because my friend, he a black dude, and he dated a white girl, and once he dumped that hoe, she had her blonde pubic hairs mailed to him in the mail.
See? Mm-hmm.
Now,
you know what?
Crazy shit.
Hold on, come on now. Look.
And brother, don't wake up until it's over.
Y'all don't remember that crazy-ass woman that put on a fucking panther and drove all the way across the fucking country to go kill that damn woman?
I don't get
enough of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. Y'all go get
well,
it.
Well, I'm just saying, look.
You gonna get
on,
a lot on the heart.
Hold on. Everybody hold on for a second. Listen to me. All I'm saying is, that when it comes to a black woman and a white woman, the white woman ain't gonna give you as much.
I'm gonna
say mouth,
talk. She ain't gonna give you much
mouth.
Back talk. Right. She doesn't have a backbone.
Wait a minute.
That's not
hold
true.
On. Hold on. Before y'all get on him. I mean.
You don't know no better.
I ain't got no comments. And look how the times have changed. It was a point in time where the Negroes were scared of the white people and didn't give no black talk. And now the white girls is terrified to tell a Negro to shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. They can keep on dating.
Yeah.
But a sister would take that in the heartbeat in front of your mama. Shut the fuck up.
And your kids.
My mama's saying right there. You going to tell me to shut the fuck up. But white girl ain't gonna do that. She gonna wait till your mama leaves until you shut the fuck up. But
no, she ain't gonna say it at all.
She ain't gonna say it at all. Exactly.
She ain't gonna say it at all. She
gonna
go home and get hurt.
She
gonna fuck her self-esteem up.
she gonna
let that nigga abuse her for 15 years. Her self-esteem gonna be shot to hell.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Father time. I understand. I understand that you got that old school down south mentality, but I gotta tell you, dog.
Sorry, cousin, this country life's too much for you. I'll have to take you back to the city.
Black women.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh, shit. What's that? Is that real or is that the TV?
Some kid better get their ass whooped. That's what that sounds like. Nick, you leave that boy alone.
ain't thinking about his motherfucking ass. He better leave me alone. I ain't bothering him. He bothering me. I'm at my own damn business. He come here asking questions. Shit. And no mean no. Why you gotta cry about it now? I ain't hit him. You go. You cry because I said no. See, that go another relationship with a black man. Shit. He had a white mom when she put his punk ass in town.
Little please.
Shit. Maybe that's what I should do, put him in a timeout. Nope.
Wow, so we'd be reading about your ass in the news.
What
them little motherfuckers that get put in timeout, them the ones that's killing the whole damn family.
You damn right. Them is the ones that are shooting the damn school up. Fuck that. I'm beating your ass right here so you ain't going to go on the streets and embarrass me.
I'll tell you. And
then
after you pass
the
ass up, you tell
them. Recognize the
right.
G in me, nigga.
Right, and I tell them. I never sit down, son. Let me tell you why I just fucked you up. Let me tell you why I just fucked you up. I love you, but this shit can no longer go on.
You going to tell him why you whooping his ass?
No, I don't do all that talking and beating shit. I ain't got time for all that. I tell him afterwards.
That's
straight up.
I hate my mom used to do that bullshit. This
is why
I'm whooping your ass. I don't
want to
hear that shit.
That is what you're supposed to do. You do want to tell your kids why you beat their ass. Because
they're
growing.
Right.
Down,
you abuse. So they don't
know
how to again. Right.
That's some bullshit right there. Telling me why you beat
no,
their
you
ass.
Supposed to tell them. You supposed to tell them when they getting their ass whooped for so they don't make that same mistake again.
No,
exactly.
Fuck that. Don't tell me why you whooping my ass. You telling me why you whooping my ass?
Yes. That way it is.
No, fuck that. I ain't feeling that shit. Beat me,
I sure do tell him.
Listen, you were probably doing shit. You knew why you was getting your ass whooped.
Of course I knew why, but I don't need you to remind me and tell me. Just beat my ass. Let me go. Let me go back outside and fuck up again.
See,
I was getting my ass whooped because I got caught. Right. Now I know not to get caught next time. I know what I did wrong the first time.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up.
That's
dog.
How I learned.
Hold up, man. I got to veer off, man. I got to veer off this conversation, though. Something just popped in my head. Now, my ass is. I mean, don't do nothing in front of, don't do nothing to nobody, then do something, I mean, you do something to somebody, then you do some fucked up shit in front of that person you done to. I mean, you gonna know you're gonna get caught, right? Am I right, y'all?
Right.
All right, now, Jason.
You breaking up, man. You breaking up, bro.
Your phone breaking up.
Yeah, you breaking up, man.
We got to change something on, man. Who's that got that TV on?
No. No, Renee. Ain't no more paper plates.
Ain't no more paper plates?
Down.
That is funny.
Who is that? This is Zach.
Yeah, this is Zach.
Hello, Zach.
Damn, dog, you ain't got no warrants, man.
What's your radio name? We don't want to cry about you good government.
All right. Am I
What's
good
your radio
now?
Name?
Yeah, you good, dude. All right. Now, what I was saying was, when you do shit in front of people, you shouldn't, you got to know you're going to get told on, right? And that's when that ass whooping come, right?
Right, right.
All right, like, I asked for a certain G.I. Joe figure, right? Now, a certain motherfucker by the name of Wick broke my G.I. Joe figure. But then... He gonna jump out the. He gonna say, "You dare me to jump out the window? Yeah, I dare you to jump out the window." That son of a bitch jumped out the window. I locked that door and told on his ass so he'd get his ass whooped.
So fuck did you, goddamn snitching motherfucker. And I ain't break
but
your T.I. Joe on purpose. It was
you
an accident.
Did. You did.
It
was no purpose. You broke it. You knew that was, you knew Snake Eyes was my favorite motherfucker. Hey, you knew Snake Eyes was my favorite action figure and you broke it.
Goddamn tired of Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes was there. He was about as bad as Brandon. And
we
should
have broke my
business.
Damn figure. Hey,
Snake Eyes, cut him, man.
Locked the door and told
on
him.
Hell yeah,
I told him. You got game and you look kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't, can I help you, sir?
You goddamn right, hey. You
didn't break the shit on purpose.
Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He got mad because I kept outbeating him, man. We had these little wars with our toys and shit. And I was strategically better than him, man. I was strategically better than him. So he got mad and he broke my figure. Okay. Then this dumb motherfucker going to say, you dared me to jump out of we on the second story. You dared me to jump out the window. Yeah, I dared you. Go ahead. That motherfucker jumped out. I ran downstairs, locked that bottle of lock. Said, hey, that, hey, we just jumped out the window.
I'm trying to get in the door. Open the door, my mama right there with the belt.
Hey, I asked him, was he mad at me? I said, you still mad at me? He gonna tell me, go home.
He don't need to be here no more.
I'm sorry.
All right, man, hold on. Chris, where you at?
I'm here.
You new
I'm
to the
here.
Show. You kind of quiet. What's on your mind, sweetheart?
I'm listening and enjoying the show. That's it.
Ain't nothing on your mind?
No, not really. Not really.
Okay. All right. All right, Nikki, you ain't calling in a while. What's on your mind?
What'd you say?
I said,
Chris,
I'm
going to
get that room
painted. Oh, no. Trust and believe the room is painted.
I ain't painting shit. Good job.
See, there you go. You sorry again. And brothers like that get fired. I said brothers like that will get fired.
Fired?
Yes.
I ain't got the staff for that. I got a whole.
You got what?
I'm not on everything. We got all that background going on.
That's my sister and my niece over here. Fixing stuff.
Stop. She's
your
Pepsi.
My niece just stole my Pepsi.
Give me that. I want one when I get done.
Oh, but tell your sister on behalf of Sin City, she want to interrupt our
next
show.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
They told you to shut the fuck up, Renee.
I'm submissive, I will.
She said she's submissive, she will.
Yeah, she is.
Don't we talk about my mama?
Talk about, anybody say nothing about her mama? What's she talking about?
Yeah, see, that's why y'all wonder why we beat children, see, in grown folks' conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, you need to be quiet before I tell us some stories, man. She be talking about, Mama, no!
What about that you asked for is dumb.
What is that, Mom? All right, child, I'm going to get on off this line. I'm going to have to visit y'all next week.
Bye!
All right.
We doing it tomorrow night.
Y'all doing it again tomorrow?
For sure.
Then I thought y'all was only on Wednesdays.
Day Tuesday, sweetheart. Then Wednesday.
Day Tuesday?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm getting old, child.
What you been smoking?
I remember the senior moment.
All right, then. Fine. All right, I'll try to call y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Back at night.
So am I the only one left? No.
No.
Okay, I'm like, oh, goodness.
Nope, you're not the only one left.
Yeah, because you're going to get the business if you was while you're talking
shit. Oh, don't start.
I ain't scared of you either. I'm just saying, you were sitting there talking about the man got a painter on a scheduled time and all that.
No, I think you misunderstood me. That's what I think.
But you know what?
I'm
not. You know what? She ain't got to make me understand because I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to pay them what she want me to, because once I put my moves on her, once I tell her.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
She's going to pay the whole motherfucking house. It's done,
you think so?
Nah, just fuck you, bitch.
Wow. Now, can I ask y'all a question?
What's up?
This for the men. Why do y'all like to be referred to as daddy? Because I got an issue with that. I don't find shit sexy about my daddy. So I need to know, why do y'all like to be referred to as daddy?
Yes. Yes. That's a good one.
Because to me, that's some incest shit. My daddy is not sexy to me. He may have been one point in his life, but I would never tell him that because that's not.
Nah,
so I need
not.
To know, why do y'all like.
Would you be quiet and I'll tell you? All right. It ain't the fact that no incest thing. Dad, when you say daddy, that's that dominance. You understand me? He that pussy up and you holler old daddy, that's that dominance. That, I mean, you look at your daddy as what? He's like, I mean, the average woman, when you look, I mean, you know, you look at daddy as the father figure, the head man. But for you to call me daddy, that means, hey, that's some dominant shit.
That's a compliment.
Right.
Oh, I can't get with that one.
We need our ego stroke every once in a while.
I mean, I'll go back and even call your ass master before I call you daddy. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I just can't.
I would have to go with the daddy over master. Believe that.
You're putting too much thought into it, Sunshine. You're putting too much thought into the daddy thing. I mean, you putting too much thought into it. I mean,
call me Big Papa.
I might could do that one,
but that I can't do daddy.
See, Sunshine, imagine this. I'm choking the shit out of you, and you calling me Big Papa.
No. I wouldn't be able to say shit because you'd be to kill my black ass, so no.
Okay, so you don't get choked?
You're not listening to what he's saying. Oh, so you don't know. Okay, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to let that one go. But, okay. So if a female wanted you to call her mama while y'all fucking, you can do that and not have an issue with that.
No, I have an issue with that, bro.
Exactly.
Oh,
I knew you would.
I feel you on that one, but I can't do it. I can't do that.
So why couldn't you do it?
Now, hold on. Before Father Time, even let me, as far as disclaimer, as far as Sin City goes, it comes to that, as far as...
Hold up! What is this shit?
He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform!
He ain't on our team. Oh. I had no problem with it at all. I mean, it feels good. You got, hey... Hey, go ahead.
Thank
you.
No, that's some
incest
shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's like calling a woman a mama, and you fuck around and picture your mama in your motherfucking head, man.
Only you would do that. And there's
What kind of shit is that? I can't call nobody else.
But
mama,
see,
man.
That's why I got the issue with calling the man. That's why I got an issue with calling the man daddy.
Call him
so
Big Papa.
In other words, both of y'all fucked up.
Yeah, I'll take that. She said, I'll take that.
Say what? Say what? I ain't fucked up.
Yes, you are. You want her to call you daddy, but you can't call her mom.
No, you
yeah,
call me Big Papa.
Backup.
I love it when they call me Big Papa.
You know, that song just
me, I ain't calling nobody mama.
Man, you know what? That's what's wrong with you.
What's wrong with me, man?
You can't do, man. You know what? I already know.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
You know what, man? I know what's
wrong with me. Very sorry, cousin, but I'm afraid this city life is a bit too much for you. I should move you back to the country.
I ain't never been to the country, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. You really, I mean, come on, man. I mean, man, you may help me out.
You ain't no player.
Yeah.
You got a problem with calling, damn, I was about to say calling me daddy, but. Well, I mean, you can if you want. I have no problem with it. I mean, I'm just saying. Do you have a problem calling you saying daddy?
No.
Yeah, y'all go with that sexual tension again. I can't be the only motherfucker that see this shit.
You
ain't even saying nothing.
She said that dog. She said, how did she got sexual tension?
Oh, goodness. No, well, I don't have a problem with that. So I don't know. Then, plus, my daddy was a player, so I think my daddy was the shit.
Damn.
I learned from the master. Uh-oh.
Hey, there you go. Chris, what about you? You got a problem with calling your man daddy?
The mood is right. I have no problem with doing whatever needs to be done.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's just me and you, Sunshine.
I guess so.
I'm with you. I can't do that shit.
I mean,
okay, well, hold on. Let me ask wait.
I have no problem. You can call me Poppy, Daddy.
No, hold on. At the same time, I mean, she say, tell mama it's good. I bet would you say it's good, mama?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Mommy, mama, mom, shit.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass, fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your.
Oh, my goodness.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Tell him, Sunshine, we don't give a damn. We ain't doing it.
Damn it. We fuck around and call it Nana. Okay, Nana.
Right.
Well, you remember he said he dates somebody at least 70. That was his limit, 70. Yeah, so he ain't
right.
No problem with that shit.
None at all.
Like, yes, Nana. Yes, Nana. Nana,
oh no,
man.
Right there, Nana. Hey. Right there.
Hey, this is what he's telling Nana.
Right? I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And I'm working every inch of it.
Motherfucker.
Excuse me.
I don't know, man. I think you're a sunshine. Blocks. Y'all got some issues y'all need to work out, man.
Well, you know Father Time's still in the 60s.
70s, motherfucker, 70s. I'm going to stop being a Hutch guy.
Yeah, okay.
Is they really? Hey, wait. They really suck dick from the back? Hey,
you,
Oh, wow.
Oh, old white guy.
From the 80s. Oh, man, that bitch is bad as fuck. He's still looking at the death of Dick Reed.
Right, you know what, though? My line from the 80s still worked, too, though. I'm about to play the plan.
Don't you do it. No, it don't.
Don't do it, though. Don't do it.
Yeah, it still works. I got a
question for the guys.
Go for it.
What's the difference between good pussy and bad pussy or okay pussy?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to tell you. You ain't going to know until after the fact. Because bad pussy, usually you caught a disease from it.
Okay.
If you catch on, that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real bad. Yeah, that's I'm gonna talk about your ass bad.
But right. But what I'm saying is, when a fella be like, man, that bitch had some good pussy.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Hold on, dog. I'm gonna be real honest with you. You know what that is? That ain't nothing but a man stroking your ego. That's all that is, sweetheart.
No.
It's true,
man.
I disagree.
All right, here we go. I disagree.
Okay, who said stroking the ego? Who was that?
That was part of time.
Okay. Figures. Okay, now.
I'm going to tell you it's good if I can get it again. The best I ever had.
But what if you know you're getting it anyway?
That shit is good. I'm telling you, it's good. It beat is good.
Right.
That's some good shit. I make sure I'm getting some more of that shit.
But what makes it so different than the average piece?
Okay, now, hold on, brother. Let a true connoisseur of this talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Well, Lord have mercy.
Hey,
pretty sure, Brother Cass. Give us knowledge real fast.
They need experts. They need experts. You're a novice right now.
You ain't no player.
Yeah, I didn't have more than you, so. Nah.
Go ahead and ask me the question, man. Go ahead with your comment, bro. All
right. As far as that go, I mean, you know, you got multiple types. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got the average, which is that, I mean, it serves its purpose. That's pretty much a long time to pay it. He even had the service purpose type, you know. Then you got the wet. Then you got the, you know, the ocean spray. Then, now. I mean, only because you ain't had none. See, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Let me ask. How many times? All
right, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm just fucking with you, dog. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm done. I'm good. Go ahead.
Jackson, how many squirters have you had?
Ooh, Timer, you ain't had a squirter? Well, you better get one.
No, I'm not going to say nothing else, man. I'm not going to say nothing else, dog. Go ahead.
No, seriously. No, I'm asking the question. Have you had any squirters?
I had one.
Okay, so what category do you put her as?
Very good.
Very good. Very.
I mean, but now would you put her with the same? Would you put her in the same category as the one that it got semi wet? It was all right. It was moist. I mean, you got the.
No,
moist.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
So now you can't say that all of us is the same.
Ah, Good point.
Point made.
Touche.
Uh-huh.
talking to your cool ass, nigga.
No, that's a very good point.
And then
very good point.
And don't it make a difference if she could work the muscles down there, too?
Big difference. Movement is a big part.
Okay, well, let me ask you a lazy question. What's the, how come y'all just sometimes, why do y'all just lay there?
They're not turned on. You know what? If we lay in there, then, brother, you're not doing what you need to do. So why do y'all dick just lay there? I'm being real. If Chris is just laying there, you're not bringing it.
She's making a noise like, oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ouch, motherfucker. Uchi, ouch.
Uchi, ouch.
Ouch.
No. I mean, I'm just asking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah, if a woman is not responding to you, then you need to go back in the trick bag and pull something else out because something's not working for her.
Fuck that. I just give her a 40. Take this, baby. Get loose.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
All I'm saying.
Well, see, then you definitely don't have her mind, then. You don't have her mind. But you can't make love to her at all.
Gotta
have one.
What's
love
got to do with it?
Whoa, yeah. Why y'all be making love? Can't you just be fucking?
Even to do that, though.
I'm just saying.
Even to do that, when you got a woman's mind in it, you doing big things.
Cool blooded. Oh, y'all just hungry.
Right. You might as well go out there with some farm animals if that's the case.
Fuck that. I give it that anime shape.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Oh, goodness.
They ain't bringing no grown man, dick.
Right. Hey.
Let me ask you a question. So you're telling me every time you sleep with a man, it's always about love. Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? I can say this. I'm not gonna say every time you sleep with a man it's about love, but what I say it too is even when you just fucking a woman, if you real good, you're gonna have that mind with it too. You're going to blow her mind. That's when you're doing things. Make her go home thinking about you.
See, you got to blow your mind. You can't blow her mind in your mind state of this.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Y'all gotta get on the site, SinCity.Spruce.com.
Right.
You change it up for the new year.
Be like a boy, man. You feel me?
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Oh, goodness.
You heard that, Chris?
What's that?
Oh, she didn't hear you. I'll play it again, man. She didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me, Chris?
Oh, no. I heard Bernie. I heard that.
Oh, okay.
I heard it. But, I mean, you can have a big one. Can you work it?
Girl, whatever.
With
I'm just...
pussy.
it ain't like my man Father Time saying, if you don't like him,
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Damn right.
Mm,
petroleum,
okay.
Baby. I got that petroleum on standby.
Okay.
And it still don't feel like the real thing.
Well,
I mean, if you ain't had the real thing a whole lot, how would you know?
Man, well, I guess you would know.
I know that shit was aimed at me.
Oh,
and kiss my ass.
I mean, I know you more, you know, you more that get to know the woman type person, and you know, back in the day, you was doing more about romance than just fucking, so.
But what's wrong with that, man? What is wrong with that? That's what I don't understand.
Nothing. I'm just saying a lot of times you didn't get the pussy because you was always trying to romance, and, you know, me, on the other hand, I was a little less more romance, more fucking, so that's why I'm saying that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, you didn't fuck a lot, but you got more romance than me. You had more pussy than me, but you got more romance than me. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. I commend you for your romance.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
You're
out of
here.
What? I'm agreeing with
him.
You making jokes.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
I'm just saying. I mean, you mean not
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, man, I'll... Simply saying was that, dog, you were more than romantic. That's all.
Get the fuck out of here. We went over, man. We didn't went over. I mean, we can keep it going until they cut us off. It's up to y'all. But if you're saying something and they cut us off, don't get mad.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that you was just more... You was more the romantic type, dog. What's wrong with that?
Ain't shit wrong with that. I'm still the same way today. I ain't gonna never change. Told you that earlier.
I ain't never changed. Is it hard pressed to have a person that has both romance as well as great sexual skills?
No, are you talking to him?
I just threw it out there.
Thank you, dog. That was some kind words you just said about me.
Get the fuck out of here. This is the most conceited motherfucker I know.
Very arrogant. Always have been.
Whatever. I am not arrogant. I'm confident. It's a difference.
Okay.
There ain't no difference. What's your difference? What's the difference to you, bro? I would love to answer that question.
I'm confident, dog. I mean, I'm not going to let you. I mean, do you know how well I would be if I let you and all my other peers put me down? I mean, I was...
No, fuck all that, man. Fuck all that. You get away. Just answer the fucking question.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you. Why? Because I'm not giving you the answer you want to hear? Motherfucker, y'all fucked with me for years. I was too short. I was too skinny. I was this. I was that. Why? Because I finally quit listening to y'all.
Janine, Sunshine, Chris, did he ever answer the question?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Oh, man. I keep saying I'm not arrogant. I'm confident. I'm just confident in myself. Because
okay, but what's the difference? What's the difference between arrogance and confidence in your mind?
I'm just telling you, dumbass. God damn it, I don't listen to other people. I listen to myself. Like I said, if I listen to y'all, I would think that I was too skinny. I was too short. That's all y'all ever told me growing up. Oh, man, shut your little skinny, short ass up. Matter of fact, I remember one day, y'all tell me this. Y'all tell me, and I hope we have enough time. I remember one day I was like 13 or 14. Your boy Karma, this is to me. He said, man, I tell you what, go get He's like, go put on your best clothes, go get your hair cut, do whatever. And I guarantee you, four more people do it. I got on a job suit. Okay, that stuck with me. That stuck with me. And to this day now, put your motherfucking jogging suit on now. Let's see who pulled the most women. Motherfucker. Nah.
Only because I ain't got the Lincoln no more. He probably still got that same jogging suit.
Right.
Come on, man. When you was rolling my Lincoln, dog, if it wasn't for the Lincoln, dog, you wouldn't get nobody.
Really? You really think that?
Really? How many did you pick up in the Lincoln?
Pick up more women. No matter to me, the car don't make me.
Whatever.
My point is that.
Talk, sucker.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
Driving my Lincoln. Dog, I could have drove a Pinto and still picked up holes. It didn't matter.
Hey.
Now
that's that confidence
that
in you, brother. That's that confidence. I love that confidence in you. You arrogant motherfucker.
Now, the fact that I picked up more holes in your car than you did, now you might have a problem with that.
You did what?
I picked up more holes in your car than you did.
Goddamn lie.
Come on, man. Let's be realistic. No, you only picked up two.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
But it's the truth. He picked up.
I ain't mad at you. Now, hold on, man. Hold on now. Before we go any further. Now, for everybody that don't know, me and this dude have been friends for a long time. That's why we talk to each other like that. Just to let y'all know. Sunshine Janine, y'all already know. But Chris, you kind of knew, so.
Not
personal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we just been friends for a long time. So I could talk about his monkey ass without him getting offended. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever, this motherfucker told me I was too skinny. Told me I could, hey, put all your best clothes on. You still can't pull the bitches I can pull.
But let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question. That shit built up your confidence, though, right? It made you a better person today.
It made you a better person today. The motherfucker you can't stay.
I helped groom you, dog. I made you the man you are today, brother.
Whenever you get called me conceited and cocky and all that, remember, you started me with this. Had you not said that to me that day, I went home, I was mad at the motherfucker. I was hot. Old punk motherfucker, just because I'm in the eighth grade. You in high school, you should be able to pull more women than me. But yeah, he made me feel bad, y'all. He made me.
That's how we play as role.
Put that jogging suit on now, some bitch. Put that jogging suit on now.
Ain't got it no more, man. I ain't got it no more. I done grew out that motherfucker.
That ain't never stopped you. So
oh
now,
boy,
how's that arrogance? I mean, don't self-preservation come first, people? I mean, Jadine, are you really going to let your friends tell you that you don't look good?
Yeah.
Not if we try to help you, though, man. We trying to help you.
No, you motherfuckers weren't trying to help me. You motherfuckers was not trying to help me.
It was all helpful, man. I was molding you to be the man you are today, brother.
I didn't need you to tell me I was 5'4". I didn't need you to tell me none of that. I knew the shit. But see, I don't talk about shit about when you used to walk over to the Noah house and with that damn radio singing motherfucking SMDs, now do I?
I apologize for my outburst.
Yeah, I thought you would.
still know where she at.
I love her though. Janine, you were supposed to make that happen too, man. You let me down, man.
You never even emailed me or nothing about it.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You and Sunshine Boy, y'all memories, man. God damn. You supposed to flow with that.
All right, so now let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you now. If Lenore did say she'd take you, would you actually come back?
To Gear?
Yeah, I mean, this is the love of your life, dog. You wouldn't come back for.
They got to make that move. I can't make that move.
I'm just asking.
Nope.
I can't do it, dog.
That's one of those that you just got away. That's how I would look at it.
I don't see what was so incredible about her.
Well, you wouldn't, though. You wouldn't, man. I was a teenager. I had a teenage crush on her. I just thought she was sexy as hell to me, man. She was sexy.
You ain't getting none, though.
I know that. You ain't got to keep telling me that, bro. Yeah, I don't need you to remind me about that, bro. I already know that.
I don't even recall you ever getting the kiss.
Uh-oh.
Look, man, you ain't got to be putting my business out there in the street, bro.
I'm just saying, dog, we walked out back there day after day, holding the radio, sitting on her porch for hours. Then her boyfriend...
I was scared, man. All right, okay. You happy?
He's been stalking for a long time.
Yeah.
Huh?
So you're a professional.
Professional what? I missed that. Let's rewind. I missed it.
Oh, man.
What did I miss? I'm a professional.
I said you've been stalking for a long time. You're a professional.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I am not a stalker, Sunshine, or a rapist.
You the one saying something about jumping out some bushes on somebody before.
Oh, trust me. You jumped out of plenty of bushes on Lenore. Hey, what the fuck?
Hey, man, that I had a chance to crush on Lenore, man. I did. I'm not going to lie about it. I did.
That motherfucker jump out the bushes singing Tender Love in a Heartbeat.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
With time, and I ain't ashamed to admit that shit.
So what if I told you we had sex with her?
What if it's going to be with her?
Tell me you playing, dog. Hey, dog, you in the norm, man?
I don't know what to talk about.
Seriously?
No, man.
You know who Lenore is, man? I ain't really believing you right now, dog.
You trying to get me killed, man.
I mean, if we got older, dog. I mean, shit.
I'm just saying.
So you would be mad if one of us hit the door.
You know the one that hit her.
Who?
Cash.
Oh, uh-oh.
Man, don't tell me that.
Oh,
shit,
damn.
Man, I hit you.
Damn.
I'm about to hang up now, man. I'm about to hang up. Show over, goddammit.
I hit.
Say it ain't so, Valley. Say it ain't so.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And it was all nothing in the
well
middle.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
No, you would actually get mad if one of us hit us.
No, I wouldn't get mad, man. I ain't got no reason to get mad.
So you mean to tell me if she was like, well, you know I fuck. Okay, so what if we ran the train over?
Oh. Wow.
I'd be mad then. I'd be like, why y'all didn't call me? Especially y'all know I like it like that.
But she said not to bring you. She said not to bring you.
Really?
Oh, you a shit starter.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, y'all, I can see you hooking the muffin.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Yeah, that'd be my reaction, too. Boy, I'd be like, what? You did what? No, but I just thought she was sexy, man. She was sexy to me, man. I really liked her.
Yeah, but you never
I ain't gonna even lie, dude. I didn't have enough heart to approach a man like that, man. Straight up.
So
that's on everything.
Why would you drag me back there every day, dear? Alright, today, dog.
It ain't like you was doing shit. You ain't had shit to do. What you had to do?
I could have been looking at my own little girlfriends.
You ain't had shit to do. Just like me, neither one of us had shit to do.
Yeah, I'm back here holding.
Go hang out over at the King's crib.
I'm back here holding his radio while he's singing Tender Love to her.
Right, though, it was the loudest radio. It was the loudest radio in the project. God damn it. 6 double D batteries. Not 4, but 6.
Yeah, but you never say. I mean, all that singing and all that whispering in her ear, you never got one kiss.
I know, man. I don't need you to keep reminding me of that shit, dude.
I mean,
if I could do that shit all over again, it'd be totally different. But I can't, so I ain't going to worry about it.
Huh? No, he didn't touch no booty.
Yes, I did. I did do that.
A slip of the
titty. I got the second base.
You what?
I got the second base.
No, you
didn't. I felt on a booty and a titty.
Yeah, then she chased you up and down the street.
I was happy, though. I got me a feeling.
Oh, that was funny.
Hey, I was happy. I got me a
fit.
I was like, cool.
Man,
and then I went home.
After you felt on
you got knocked the fuck out, man.
Nah, she wasn't like that, man. I think she liked me too, man. But I just think, you know what I'm saying, I played it completely wrong. But you know, it was a learning experience. I learned from it and I moved on.
Oh, you did.
Yes, I did.
Who'd you move on to?
Her sister.
You did not
one
talk to her.
I know.
Now, why you sit there like, you know damn well you didn't
talk
to her.
I moved on from her, though, man. What I'm saying is I took her as a learning experience, and I applied that to the next one. You see what I'm saying?
That didn't work.
Say what?
It still didn't work.
Look, man. Okay, what part is you not understanding, man? I heard you the first time. You don't need to keep reminding me, bro. I heard you.
I mean, hold on, man. Because my thing is this, dog. You supposed to be like my big brother figure. You know what I'm saying? You really didn't make
no,
it good.
No, no, no. That's bullshit because my brother was your big brother figure, motherfucker.
All right, but you were still there. I mean, yeah, he showed me what to do. He didn't show me shit. He showed me how to play motherfucking, video games.
Well, yeah, he showed you more shit than he showed me. Fuck you in here.
Well, maybe he's seen something. Maybe he's seen something in me that he just didn't see in you.
We built this shit! You didn't do this shit by yourself!
Ha 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 ha! I'm just saying, man. Maybe he seen, you know, I was more
look, to women. Hey, man, look. Check this out, man. She's new here. I don't want to be fucking with you, man. Let's work with the callers. Callers, what's happening? Janine, how you doing? Fuck what he talking about. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
You doing good. All right. Congratulations. I don't want to fuck with him no more because he started to piss me off. So we gonna move on. How about you, Sunshine? What's happening? You ain't fuck nobody check up this week?
No, we only had 5 workers on payroll this week.
You got everybody money right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what about you, Chris? If you don't mind, what do you do? What do you do for a living, Chris?
I work for the city government.
You work for the city government? Okay, mm-hmm. Can I ask you what exactly does that entail? What department of the city government?
Law enforcement.
Oh, you the police?
Y'all got the po-po's on here. God damn.
You the police?
Oh, no, I gotta go. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Are you serious? You the police?
Yeah. I don't want no popo knocking on my door, though.
You popo for real?
Everybody
yeah, a badge and a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. How many people you locked up today?
None today.
You was off today?
No, I work.
How many black people you smack in one day?
See, you wrong for that.
Well, no, pass them. They're pointing at your badge.
I'm not on the streets anymore. I'm inside, so. My encounters
damn,
with
dude,
the.
We got the police on the phone, man.
Hold up. I got to ask a vital question. What state you in?
Indiana.
Oh, okay.
You the Gary police too? Don't tell me you part of GPD.
No, I'm not.
Tell me you're in another city.
I'm in another city.
Man, this is a first. This is a new
I'm
year.
I'm just glad she in a whole different state than me anyway, so I'm
okay. I hear you, sister.
I need you to make sure you call tomorrow. Because I got some questions for you.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk to 5-0.
Okay.
One time. The boys.
Look, now I'm contemplating. Should I even call in?
You should. I mean, you the police.
Like, no, I ain't helping nobody get no warrant off. Go on to tell them, girl. Go on to tell them. Right. You know? No. Can you look
Wick
up my little cousin? None of that. Nah.
Wick, better make that move.
Yeah,
I'll put you in the private room, man. Give me your information, dog. We got the police on the show. God damn.
It's always good to know. Look, God on screen, the people y'all let in. Nah, I'm just playing.
Hell no, but I'm going to start screening motherfuckers now, though.
Oh, goodness. It
damn,
ain't
I'm
that
glad
deep.
This wasn't no old school show.
It ain't that deep. We all grew up in around the same neighborhood, so.
Man, we got the phone one time in the house. Only in Sin City.
That's the first time for everything, ain't it?
So I bet, so when you get ready to wrestling, Mike, this is what you tell them, right?
Go ahead.
Nah. See, I don't have that cocky attitude.
you tell them to make their day, right?
Oh, that just coincide with what she was saying about the painting. Oh, you going to paint.
Exactly.
Oh, you
got
one.
Right,
now,
exactly.
That opens up a whole lot of doors. Now I understand.
Exactly.
He didn't have a choice. Okay.
ass is going to jail. No problem, baby. What color?
Wrong for that. No.
You want me to double coat it or triple coat it?
When I take off that uniform, I'm done.
Yeah, but you might not take off the uniform.
So, hold on.
What you have to do.
No, that's not true. No. Look, can you role play in your uniform? Of course. Oh, I might want to be 5-0 then.